Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS and KMOX. A few minutes past 5 p.m. We're going to knock this out of the park, man. 40-minute show. We can do this.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
We get paid for the whole thing, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they tell us.
We've been here all day just waiting, and it's just the weirdest thing.
It is.
It's so bizarre.
It is.
I used to get so mad at Reardon when he did this, and he loved it. Like, I see him every now and then, and he's like, man, I'm so mad you get card. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be here.
It's awkward. Not, you know, we're so used to being on mm-hmm. same time in the afternoon, and mm-hmm. when it's not happening, it just doesn't feel right.
So CDC, man, don't you feel like CDC used to be like in an ivory tower and all these geniuses and Morgan Freeman's running it and now, but you know, and now they just seem like a weird ex-girlfriend or something where they're just like changing their story all the time and no, it's this, no, it's that. Now the CDC, if you give a rat's ass, has said that fully vaccinated people, no longer need to wear their mask inside or out. And then, of course, they're like, well, except it's like, no, shut up. Just don't open mouth kiss a horse. You know, like, no. Just that's enough.
Unless the horse has been vaccinated.
Then you're okay. So I'm fully vaccinated. You guys are fully vaccinated. So mm-hmm. we can go out and pretty much live our lives. Except here in the building where we just found out that we still have to wear a mask.
Well, I think we all pretty much figured we could start living our lives after we got the vaccine. For example, I had not been to, not that I like go clubbing all the time or anything, but I had not been to a bar since very early in 2020, well before the pandemic. And after I got my vaccine, I felt totally comfortable. Not totally comfortable. I was still a little jumpy, but I went out for an evening and felt good about it because I knew I was protected, you know? The CDC didn't specifically tell me I could do it, but I felt protected against the virus, which is what the point of the vaccine is supposed to be.
Which is the point of the vaccine.
So, yeah, this feels like another, like, duh, thanks. Anyway, though, but
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
it's nice to get that official mandate. It'll be interesting to see who still decides to, like, you know, for example, we still have a rule in our building that we have to keep our masks on and whatever. It's a private company, but it'll be interesting to see who resists going back to life as normal, because I think there are quite a few people out there who would like to keep this going. There was a really great article in The Atlantic called and I'm not trying to pick on Democrats, but it was the liberals who don't want to see the pandemic end. And it was about all these people who, even when the CDC comes out with a loosened guideline, still want to stick with the most stringent, the most strict things that ever came out because they're just not ready to move forward in life.
You know what I think it is? I think it's simple. I think that the people, the CDC, the doctors, Fauci, all these people, I think they care. But I think 80% of it is covering their ass. I think that's what it is with everyone. I think it's the CDC and the World Health Organization and our company and your company. I think everyone's just covering their ass.
Well, and I think masks really did help in stopping the spread. When you're out at the store, even if it's all psychological, which I think it's more than psychological, but having your nose and mouth covered and everyone else around you having their nose and mouth covered, it makes you feel safer and you're much less likely to pick up the virus. But when you start getting a shot in your arm that's protecting you against mm-hmm. the virus, that means you shouldn't have to wear the mask anymore. So yeah. I'm glad that they're doing it now really as opposed happened, to in 9 months.
Yesterday, I saw, who was it? Oh, it was Chris Cuomo, had the head of the CDC on. And he was basically, I mean, he was really pressing her. And like, look, lady, what are you doing? If you're vaccinated, why aren't you letting these people live their lives? Don't you understand that you have a third of the country who don't want to get vaccinated and we're never going to get out of this thing unless they do? But there's no difference between vaccinated and not vaccinated. And I swear to God, I could see the moment that she just sort of went, oh, hell.
Yeah.
I bet you that's what it is. I think, look, we're a rinky-dink operation here. We're little rascals putting on a show. But I always assume that other people, my superiors, are better than that. And I think that I'm making a misassumption. I think those people are probably just as rinky-dink as we are. And she probably got on the phone with someone and said, everyone's against this. Everyone. Now, Chris Cuomo's saying that this and this. And he called me out live on the air. Let's just come out tomorrow and say that you can take it off. I would bet half the money I have that that's what happened.
Yeah.
Which, look, fine. But just, I've lost so much respect and so much, what's the word? Trust.
Confidence
in everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not my fellow humans, some of them I have, but once again, we have proven that if America is going to make it, it's not going to be because of Trump. It's not going to be because of Biden. It's not going to be because of the CDC or Anthony Fauci. It's going to be because of us.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
They're not making toilet paper.
Yeah.
They're not going to work during this. They're not, you know, they just take our money, spend it on mostly stupid stuff, cover their ass, try to get reelected, try to stay in their job, feed us crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think that the cover their ass part, I think, is a big part of it when it comes to organizations like the CDC and the WHO and, you know, they have to err on the side or feel like they have to err on the side of caution or maybe even not err on the side of caution, maybe like even hold back certain information because they feel like they have to, you know, if they tell them that they can do something after the vaccine, then everybody's just going to go do it. So they feel like they can't tell us the truth.
Yeah, but didn't they just do that today? Like, that's why I have whiplash a little bit is because it felt like that for the longest time, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, actually, you guys are good. Go ahead and do it.
I think they ran out of time. I think they were covering, and I think they just realized that, like,
people aren't buying, or people are losing their patience with them.
Because people have always told us, that those organizations have always said, get a vaccine, wait for the vaccine, and then get the vaccine, and then we can go back to normal. So I think organizations like that and companies that keep the policies in place are covering their ass, like you said. I think that politicians, certain ones that are trying to slow down or are against this kind of stuff, are just trying to stay in power. And then you've got the other side that wants to that somehow thinks that, oh, see, coronavirus was never even real. No, it was real. It was real. We did need masks and social distancing for a little while. And now it looks like, especially if you're vaccinated, now we know more about how it spreads. We know more about, you know, you're safe. You're pretty safe outside when you're distanced, vaccination or not. If you're vaccinated, you're pretty safe anywhere you go. But we can never just kind of meet in the middle and say it was a real thing. We're getting past it. Here's how to beat it. But it's either like, oh, we gotta keep everybody inside and keep everything closed, or oh, it wasn't. It was.
You know, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be really bad. Hopefully, this is the last time this happens in my lifetime. It may not be the last time this happens in the next 5 years.
No.
And so the next time this happens, fool me once, somewhere between incompetence and actual subterfuge, lying, and fraud. And like I've said, I can talk a big game. I can get all blustery and tough. But when push comes to shove, I'm pretty much of a rule follower. And if the government says, here's what you should do, you know, like we had caller Josh who called in a couple days ago and said, it's just too soon for me. I don't like that it's the emergency use of this. And I'm not going to get vaccinated. And I said, well, you fell on that side of the fence and I fell on the other side of the fence. So I pretty much want to do what the authorities tell me to do. Mm-hmm. So for people who are not rule followers and who really hate the government, well, why would they ever do anything the government says again? If they come out in another, if this happens in another 2 years, or a mutant strain happens, and then they're like, okay, put the mask back on. Okay, now you have to do this. Even I'm going to be like, how about you just kiss my ass?
See, I don't think of it as me following the authorities. I think of it as me following the experts and the people who actually went to medical school and the people who actually studied diseases. And we just happened to come across a disease that no one knew anything about. And yeah, some mistakes were made and there were some huge missteps as far as like, you don't need a mask, guys. You look silly with that mask on your face. Take it off. It's stupid. Wait, actually, you do have to wear that and you're wearing it indefinitely.
But that was not a mistake.
I know.
That was on purpose. They lied to us on purpose.
Yeah, and they obviously should not have done that. But I don't look at it as like, why would I ever listen to you ever again? I'm still going to go with the people who
You got
like,
me wrong.
I'm not going to pretend that I'm smarter than an epidemiologist.
No, you got me all wrong.
I'm not saying you said
that. I don't doubt doctors. I don't doubt science. I doubt the government. Fauci and the CDC and people like that. When it gets filtered through the government and they start telling me what I need to do, that's who I don't trust. Of course I trust my doctor. Mm-hmm. Of course I trust doctors in general and experts in science. I'm a very science-based guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look me in the eye and tell me you don't need a mask, and then you come out later and you say, well, we knew you did. We knew you really did. We really thought you did back then, but we thought that you guys would all go buy the masks. And then nurses and doctors wouldn't have it. Huh. That's interesting to know. Mm-hmm. That's interesting to know that you are willing to bald-faced lie to me because you don't trust me not to go out and hoard it. And maybe they're right.
And the sad thing is I think they were right.
Like, but they don't have that right.
I understand that. But
and if they do it, then the natural consequences of that are you're dead to me now. Why would I ever listen to you again?
Yeah. Yeah,
those are the natural consequences of lying.
It does. Yeah, you're right. They may be right, unfortunately, because of.
I mean, look at the toilet paper situation.
Yeah, but you can't. You still don't have the right to lie. And now that we know that you lie, how do we know which one's the right? When you're giving us the real advice or the. We're
4 months now, from now, you're going to come back and say, well, when we told you that, we did it because we thought that you idiots would this and that.
Yeah.
I just think it's been handled terribly by those who communicate to us from the government all the way through.
Yeah.
It's just really disappointing.
The headline, though, the news story today, you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks. Duh. Like, that was the point of that's what you have always told us we could do once the vaccinations were here. That's why you get vaccinated, so you can go back to normal life.
So frustrating. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, 525 DGS. I don't want to just keep talking about vaccinations, but this one's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohio is basically having a lottery for grown-ups and a lottery for kids to get scholarships. And I'm not sure how this hits me. Tell me what's going on.
So it's literally called, this is according to the governor of Ohio, they've named this the Ohio Vax-a-Million.
Are you catching?
and they're in the Ohio Vax-a-Million program. They are giving $1 million to five people and five full ride scholarships to students. So there's 10 total prizes, five full ride scholarships, five $1 million prizes. And it is the only people eligible are vaccinated residents. They will draw one winner for each prize on Wednesdays for the next 5 weeks. Winners will be pulled from the Ohio Secretary of State's registration database. The Ohio Lottery will conduct the drawings. But the money, this is interesting, will come from federal coronavirus relief funds. So this is how Ohio is spending $5 million.
That's crazy.
At least $5 million of whatever. I don't know if the scholarships, if they're paying for the scholarships out of that too, or if the scholarships were donated by colleges. But they said that they will be using federal coronavirus relief funds to pay the winners. To be eligible, you must be 18 years old and vaccinated before the drawing.
I mean, it's probably going to get a lot of people to get vaccinated. So I appreciate the creativity there. But if I lived in Ohio, knowing the extremely low likelihood that I would win that lottery, yeah. I would rather those millions of dollars yeah. go to something a bit more practical.
I'm not sure if it will. Well, it'll be interesting to see if it gets, if there's some kind of boost in vaccinations with this
I don't know
program.
If anything that could sway you though, like $1 million.
Yeah, but winning the lottery for $1 million.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Like I don't get super motivated to go. Like when the lottery's at $4 billion and everybody's running out, I'm like, you know, it's still you still have to win the lottery yeah. to get it. So I don't know.
Welcome back, guys. 535 DGS. Oh man, remember I did that story yesterday about the. Asian Australian lady who was put under for something and woke up and she had an Irish accent,
uh-huh.
but I wasn't quite buying it.
Right.
So here's another story about other people who are going through this right now. A guy, it seems to be when you're put under or if you have some sort of a traumatic auto accident, this guy woke up convinced that he was Matthew McConaughey. And could speak fluent French. And they proved he had never taken a single French class.
Wow.
And he could speak fluent French.
Was he saying, all right, all right, all right, in French?
An 88-year-old man who had lived an exemplary life
mm-hmm.
woke up and he was a sex addict. And he spent all his money on prostitutes.
Wow.
Right?
Was he put under for anything?
He was put under, too.
You always hear about people being put under, too, and they say, like, really nasty
right?
sexual stuff
yeah.
when they're
why
in
this
Twilight.
This guy doesn't want to go. He's not because of that, but he's afraid he's going to
okay.
give all the government secrets.
Right.
Here's the killer. I wish people could see this photo. See this?
Oh, yeah. It's a child smoking.
Like a
4-year-old kid smoking.
3-year-old okay. Chinese kid. And she was in an auto accident, and when she woke up,
no.
she started smoking and drinking beer.
Well, where'd she get the smokes?
Wait for it. Now, I don't know how things work in China, but the mom said, let me see if I can find it here real quick. The mom said, yeah, she likes drinking. 3 glasses of beer is nothing for her. She smokes about a pack a day. She started by stealing her dad's cigarettes and taking them into the toilet. Now she goes to a local store and says that they're for her dad. She's 3. What can Chinese 3-year-olds do?
They're like, here you go,
and are
sweetie.
Are they
hope
3?
Your dad enjoys.
She's just, no, she puts them on the bill. But can
oh,
you imagine in America, a 3-year-old leaves a house and just like, you know, like, I'll be back. And she goes down to the local sundry and says to, you know, Clem, the shopkeeper, like, dad needs more cigarettes. And he's like, well, here you go.
Put
and then
on
she
my
just,
tab.
Just starts smoking them.
Mm.
Yeah, even without the laws, even if a 3-year-old could buy cigarettes, they have to get the money from
yeah.
somebody. Like, somebody, there's something wrong with the whole story, but there's also something wrong with the parents.
Oh.
If this feels like it's, she may have this compulsion now, but because of whatever happened to her.
You just give up.
Yeah.
Ah, what can I do?
You can track.
She loves to smoke.
You can
what
track
am I
a 3-year-old.
To do?
You can track a
Look,
3-year-old.
If she's not drinking, I can handle her. But once she gets a few beers in her, she just starts smoking it up.
Yeah, and she really only smokes when she drinks. So.
They're the worst hide and seek players in the world. You can keep tabs on them easily.
For the love. But yeah, evidently, you know, people wake up from anesthesia or get out of an auto accident all the time and they're speaking foreign languages. And
there's I don't remember the name of it, but the when you are under, but you're still aware.
Yeah.
Twilight? Is that what it's called?
I don't like that.
I don't know.
Mean like the awake syndrome thing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Where people will get put
it's
under.
It's called hell.
They can't move or talk or anything, but they can still
feel it.
Feel it. They can feel it.
Yeah.
And they can't communicate.
They can't tell you.
Yeah.
One of the worst things I can imagine.
It is one of my biggest fears in
and when
the world.
You finally do wake up, you get to punch anyone in the face you
want.
You should be allowed.
Yeah. You should be allowed. There's like brainwave monitoring that they can do now to see if that's happening, but a lot of hospitals don't have it.
Man, I'm not famous enough for this to happen, but I don't want it to happen to me. I was cruising around doing my show prep earlier today, and there was a clickbait ad that said, grab a tissue because you're going to cry when you see Elizabeth Shue at 57.
Why?
I guess
she looks so
she
good.
Looks so
she
bad.
Looks so bad.
Yeah, I didn't click it. I didn't want to cry, but yeah, grab a tissue.
Man, that's so terrible. I see people do that. The worst one I ever saw was Shiloh Jolie Pitt, the first Brad and Angie child. They were like, Shiloh used to be beautiful, but now she looks crazy. The girl's like 14 years old. Do we really have to pick apart her appearance through clickbait?
My Lord. Did you guys see that the pipeline paid $5 million? And from what I understand, they were sent like a decryption code, like, okay, well, here you go. And it took so long and it was so slow that they just turned them on themselves. So they kind of paid for nothing.
They turned them on themselves.
Like that's what I understand.
It took them. It took their people just as long to figure out how to fix it as it did.
Gotcha. Yes.
Figure out how to
turn
in
it
the
on.
Encryption codes.
Yeah.
And then the president today said he didn't know if they paid for it or not.
And
maybe
again, I like Joe Biden, but he really does need to keep it shut a lot more. You know, when he's so on this whole left liberal green thing that his answer was, I don't know if you saw this, well, we just need to graduate more people who can do cybersecurity. Okay. Well, there are people lined up right
that's
now
how you're fixing
filling Schnucks bags of gas.
Hackers.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, we 30 years now, these kids will be graduating, we'll be fine.
Yeah, that's not a good answer, Joe.
I think he'll be fine because he's been doing this his whole life, but this is what I worry about when I'm voting for a president. Not the things you say you're going to do. Not the things that, you know, happy, easy, go lucky. It's what happens when the World Trade Centers are hit. What happens when some hacker takes down the grid? Mm-hmm. What happens when the border is a sieve? What happens when the economy goes in the crapper?
Well,
we're finding out right now.
And there's the conspiracy of the day is that with the pipeline and with what's going on in Israel and what's going on at the border, all happening and creating all this terrible press, that's why they were waiting for today to be the day that we could take our masks off. Like, let's wait on the masks news.
Oh, to give us something to be happy about?
Yeah, to give us something to be happy about. And to distract people from the rest of the news cycle.
I was just thinking, because I was looking up at CBS here, and they're showing all these kids getting vaccinated.
Not endorsing that conspiracy theory, but I'm just saying, it is interesting, though.
I was wondering if, like, now the door's open for children, if the CDC's like, all right, we've got the most vulnerable people getting covered now, so go ahead and take them off.
That's the part of the story that probably is being underreported today, is that the CDC said that they are recommending the Pfizer vaccination for 12 to 15-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So kids can, but I guess older kids, can get the vaccine now. Everybody's talking about the mask part of it, but I think that's just as big of a
why is
news.
It every time there is a CDC dump, we focus on one thing, and then it's like, but there is a really cool part buried
always,
in here,
there's
too.
There's always more to it. I can't remember the last time we did it.
The last time
there was more. There was
it was
news
you
in
could
there.
Take your mask off outside, but then they said something about
Employers, some about work. And that was the real interesting part of the story.
We can't even remember what it was.
Yeah, well, that's
wow,
there's
we're
been
sheep.
So much. There's been so much. My brain is too full.
Yeah, it's been so, you know what I'm going to do? I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to go home.
Okay.
And I'm going to look at that picture of Elizabeth Shue.
I thought you
cry.
Let the chips fall.
Cry for the rest
cry
of
like
the night.
A
let it out, Dave.
I might vomit. Nothing like a 2-0, 3.5-hour game to get the juices flowing, John.
Oh, you got it. Just the way we like it. But a Redbird winner, and they won 2 out of 3. That's what counts. And getting those wins in Milwaukee against very good pitching, and the Cardinals pitching was really good. That set the tone for the road trip, and it moves on to San Diego now.
Yeah, Flaherty just keeps delivering.
He does. He looks like the Jack Flaherty we saw in 2019, where he put together a second half of the season that was worthy of a lot of votes for Cy Young consideration. And the way he went about his work today, the way the bullpen backed him up, it was fun to watch, and there were good plays behind him in the field, and some timely hitting in the first inning to get a run across, and then with walks and a throwing error by their reliever Perdomo in the ninth inning, picked up another run. And Alex Reyes, he has been effectively wild. He's walked a few, and he walked one today and gave up a hit, but he struck out the side, and he has 11 saves in 11 save opportunities. Wow. And he's one of the best in the game right now.
And we've lost a couple guys at the plays at the plate.
Well, lost a couple at the plate today. Arenado tried to score on a ball that fell in front of Kane in center field. Their shortstop made an alert play, and, man, what an arm. He threw out Arenado at the plate, bang-bang play, and I don't fault Arenado for trying to score. That was the right thing to do and make them make a perfect play. And then later, Kane, who doesn't have that good a throwing arm, caught a fly ball in shallow center field. Tommy Edman tried to score, and the fly ball, it may have gone past Dorothy and Toto and a few cows and trees from the Wizard of Oz. That was somewhere over the rainbow, but it was on the fly to their catcher, and he put the tag on Edman before Tommy could get to the plate and kept the game 1-0 at the time. But when the Cardinals scored that run in the ninth inning, it felt like it made the score about 20-0, as tightly played as that game was today.
Yeah, I thought that was – that was a classic call, because Ricky said, he doesn't have a great arm. I think they're going to send him. And he got him. You said, that was quite a rainbow. Like, he really painted a picture.
He threw a rainbow to the plate, but he was lucky that the ball was caught in shallow center field, as it wasn't hit quite deep enough to get the run in. But you had to try it, because he might throw it wide left or right. But he threw it about 4 feet up the line, and it had enough on it to get there on the fly. And Tommy Edman was tagged on the side as he tried to get to home plate, and it was the right call. But I don't fault them for sending Tommy at all. I'd do that again, and the Cardinals would probably be successful probably 4 times out of 5.
And we're going to avoid Tatis Jr., right?
Yes, but he has the COVID. I don't think he's available at all this weekend.
Mm.
And they have several players, I think, who will be on the COVID list, and it will be interesting to see their roster when we get to the park this time tomorrow, as we have the late show.
Yeah,
we're going to have a 9:10 start, and then a little bit earlier on Saturday, and then I think it's a 6:08 ESPN Game of the World, but a Game of the World for us on radio on Sunday. And then the team comes back home to play the Pirates a couple of games, and then we'll have more fans in the stands when we have the series with the Cubs.
Yeah,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of hotel rooms are available. More tickets are available for that. So things are going to get livelier here in downtown St. Louis, and we can't wait.
Yeah, things are looking good. Johnny, enjoy yourself, and we'll hear you tomorrow night.
All right, Dave. Good talking to you, as always.
All right, guys, going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Coming up next will be Sports Open Line with Kevin Wheeler, DGS, and KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.